Hey guys, this is just a bit of a supplementary podcast because I saw something I just could not resist. You might remember that we harken back to a time when here at Border Wrestling Fan would just put things through Gazoogle.com, which is kind of like Google Translate, but it translates things to ghetto speak, for lack of a better term. And I was trawling through Reddit when I saw someone posted the famous CM Punk pipe bomb promo from Gazoogle. They put it in Gazoogle, and the result was so hilarious, I couldn't resist recording myself reading it. I won't do what the Charisma Punk did, but it's still pretty awesome. So the pipe bomb is interesting when run through the translator at Gazoogle.net. Jizzy Cena, while you lay there, hopefully as uncomfortable as you possibly can be, I want you to dig my dirty ass. I want you to dig... I want you to digest this, because before I leave up in 3 weeks with your WWE Championship, I got a shitload of things I want to get off my chest. I don't give a damn about you, John. I ain't talking about chicken and gravy, bitch. I don't even dislike your sucked out ass. I do like your sucked out ass. I want to take you to Roscoe's House for chicken and waffles a hell of a shitload more than I want to beat up, than I want to bust another most players up in the back. I don't give a fuck about this scam that you the bomb, because you not. I be the bomb. I be the dopest up in that ghetto. Right back in your motherfucking ass. You don't know that shit, motherfucker. There's one thing you better not be in, and that's humping Vince McMahon's ass. Your ass be as fat as humping Vince McMahon's ass as Hulk Hogan was. I don't give a fuck if you was fat as Dwayne, though, cause I got them finger-licking chicken with the scissors. That punk a pimping fat ass kisser and shiznip for reals. Always was, and still is. Whoops, motherfucker, I be breaking the fourth wall. I be the dopest wrestler up in the ghetto, right back in your motherfucking ass. I've been the dopest since Diesel 1 when I strutted the fuck into this company for reals. And I've been vilified and hated since that Diesel cause Pizzle Heyman saw something up in me that no motherfucker else wanted to admit. That's right, I be a Bizzle Hizzle motherfucker. You know who else was a Pizzle Mizzle fucker? Pizzle Heyman motherfucker? Bitch. Brock Lesnar for reals. And the perved out motherfucker split just like I be splitting. But the freshest difference between me and Brock is that I gotta be leaving with that WWE Championship. I've grabbed all kinds of motherfuckers on Vincent K. McMahon's brass rings. That it's finally dawned on me that they're just that. They straight up imaginary. The only thing that's real is me and the fact that dizzle up and dizzle out for almost 6 years. I have proved to them hoes up in the ghetto that I be the dopest on this microphone, up in that ring, even up in commentary, dog. No motherfucker can bust a nut on me. And yet, no matter how the fuck amount of times I prove it, I ain't your ghetto fab little collector cups. I ain't on the cover of the program. I be barely promoted. Y'all know that shit, motherfucker. This type of shiznit happens all the time. I don't get to be up in pornos. I'd be certainly not on any crappy show on the USA Network. I ain't on the poster of WrestleMania. I ain't on the signature that's produced up in the start of the show. I ain't on Conan O'Brien. I ain't talking about chicken and gravy, bitch. I ain't on Jizzy Fallon. I ain't talking about chicken and gravy, bitch. But the fact of the matter is, I should be. This ain't sour grapes, but the fact that Dwayne is up on the main event of WrestleMania next year, and I ain't, makes me sick. Oh hey, let me get something straight. Those of y'all whose ass is cheering me up in this bitch, your ass is just a big ass as part of me leaving than anything else. Because you the ones whose ass is sipping on them collector cups ain't a thugged out damn thing that your ass can do. Your ass is the ones that loot them programs that my grill ain't on the cover of for reals. And then at 5 in the morning all up in the airport, you try to shove it in my grill and get an autograph and try to push it on eBay because you're too lazy to get a real thing. I'll be leaving with the WWE Championship on July 17th for reals. And hell, whose ass knows? Maybe I'm about to go defend it up in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Maybe I'm about to go back to Ring of Honor. Yo, Colt Cabana, how the fuck you busted? The reason I believe in is you people. Because after I be gone, you're still gonna be Paul Skriller into the fucking this company. I'd be just a was rapping into the wheel. The wheel is gonna keep turning and I know this shit. Vince McMahon is gonna make Skriller despite his dirty ass. That punk a millionaire whose ass should be a funky ass billionaire. You ask know why he not a funky ass billionaire, bitch? Because the perv that motherfucker surrounds his dirty ass with glad handed nonsensical douchebags. Yeah, man. Like Jizzy Laurinaitis, who's gonna tell his ass every last motherfucking thing that thug wants to hear. And I'd like to be thinking that maybe this company would better after Vince McMahon is dead as fucking fried chicken. I ain't talking about grits, chicken, and gravy, biatch. But the fact is, it's gonna be taken over by his crazy ass motherfucking idiotic daughter and his fucking little doofus son-in-law and the rest of his whack crew. Let me rap an underground rap about Vince McMahon, alright? Us dudes do this whole anti-bully campaign. And that's that, because that was when the microphone was cut off. And I completely forgot that's how he ended. And I really wonder what the fuck he was going to say. But yeah, that is the CM Punk promo when translated through Google and read in a very bad accent by someone who is not very charismatic. I just couldn't resist recording that. I was going to see if I could hit on the show, but it's too long, so I thought I'd just do it here. Okay, I will see you Sunday, BWF, 2 p.m. Eastern, on our website. Ooh, I drip charisma. It's no punk promo, and there's no microphone to drop because I wear a headset, but I am out.